So today is January 26th, and I wanted to speak about something that I've been thinking a lot about, which you can relate if you're a guy or a girl, and it's about pampering yourself and taking care of yourself first. So sometimes we don't pay attention to it. So sometimes we favor our friends more, or we're more focused on other people instead of ourselves, and sometimes that can be really bad. And if it's not just your friends, it could be like you're so focused on the person you're with, and then when you're not with them anymore, it's kind of like, damn, like now what, you know? And so to me, it was kind of like that. On the second part of what I had said, it's kind of like I didn't have not my significant other, but I didn't have that person anymore in my life. And so because of that, I was just kind of like, damn, well, now it's like, now what? Like, you were my world, you know? So you kind of get stuck in this like cloudy question mark, like, what the fuck do I do? So I learned to take care of myself like a lot, you know? So doing so many things to benefit myself at the end of the day. So when you're in a relationship, you might, like if you love hard like me, you want to make sure that other person is secure, they feel loved, they're happy, and regardless of what, like I know I left that relationship freaking being the best girlfriend I could have ever possibly been for that person. What sucks is that the person might talk shit and they might make it seem like you're this evil fucking person when you're really not. And it's crazy. It makes me feel like, damn, you really didn't appreciate anything I ever did for you, you know? And it sucks. It sucks a lot, but that's exactly what I'm talking about with the whole taking care of yourself. Like, people like that in your life who don't appreciate the good stuff that you bring to the table, like, those aren't people you want in your life. And so that is in the process of taking care of yourself, to remove them, because that is stunning your growth from being a good person. It's stunning your growth from meeting someone that can actually offer you the exact same thing you're offering, which is the world and more. And so taking care of yourself, it starts from removing those toxic people and those negative people from your life. The people that make you feel like shit, the people that are not appreciating you, the people that don't see what you do and don't recognize effort, they don't recognize generosity, or they don't recognize anything, like absolutely nothing. Those are people you don't want to have in your life. So taking care of yourself starts with that, removing those negative people. And if you continue to like entertain those negative people and those toxic people, you're never gonna be happy at all. You're never gonna be content, because deep down you know you can do better, but you don't do better. So that alone will have you in this miserable spiral. So for me, even though it hurt to just walk away from the situation, I'd rather be happy, like actually happy, than have to like suffer and, you know, like try and like make someone realize that, like, hey, like we're good together, like, or hey, like I really love you, like I shouldn't have to be doing that shit. Like you should recognize it. And if you don't, well, you know what, fuck you. So that's the first step, cutting people off that are not good for you. Secondly is finding the things that you want to explore and you want to do, whether it's traveling or going on an adventure with your friends, the good friends, experiencing different shit, like painting ceramics, or fucking learning about stocks, or learning about flipping houses, or learning about fucking building a fucking, I don't know, I was gonna say house, but like that's a stretch, but you know what I mean, right? Like just build something, just make a fire. You know what, I heard that when you make a fire you feel like a different person. So learn how to make a fire on your own. And to me that is so important, because sometimes you may be so stuck in your ways of everyday life, whether it's just work and back home and work and back home. Like, what are you doing? Like, I understand you're working, but like, where's your little outlet that you can experience and have fun? You know, you want to have something where you can actually like spend a good time doing. I'm not saying work isn't fun for all of you, or maybe it's fun for some of you, but I feel like everyone should have a creative outlet so you can just let the creativity flow. And that there is a process of taking care of yourself, because you're making yourself happy in one way, and it might be small, but you're still happy. So first, cutting people off. Secondly, taking care of yourself, finding a creative outlet. And thirdly, pamper yourself. So this can go out for all my ladies and my men. I feel like you could pamper yourself in so many ways. So getting a haircut, dyeing your hair, making yourself look like a bad bitch, manis, pedis, shaving, fucking, not only like the physical stuff, but I mean like actually, not talk to yourself, but if you read books or you like self-talk to yourself, like mentally, it can really set your thoughts straight. Writing down what you think and writing down your feelings, that really helps too. What I like to do is to brainstorm what I want to do for the week, right? And so I write down everything I want to do for the week from now on, starting like on January 1st. I did this, okay? I have a whole book, and everything that I want to do during that week, I list it, and then I start checking it off as I do it. And then the things that I didn't do that week, the very few that are left, I add it on to the next week, but those are like priority before doing the rest. So that helps me like tremendously, like organizing, all right, this is what you're gonna do and this is what you have to do. And because I've done that, things have been going so smoothly. So I honestly feel like I'm doing a lot with my life, and it's crazy. So this year I'm gonna graduate, and this year I'm gonna have to like look for other schools and colleges, universities that I'm like interested in to actually finish my degree. And then I'm gonna literally keep going. Like, I'm not stopping with school. I love school, but two, I've also been so chill about it. Like, I'll go to school and then I'm just like, like it's not something in me to just push and push and push, but it's something I need to take seriously. And I, even though I do sometimes, there's certain times that I've taken breaks. Like, I'll go one semester and the next semester I just don't want to go because I don't feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like school is a waste of time, right? But then other times I'm like, no, beneficial. It's beneficial. And then I'm like, no, it's not. It's just, I literally fight with it all the time. So I am obviously trying to finish school. It's just very, like, very iffy about it sometimes. It's a lot of years that you put into school, and like at the end of the day, I feel like certain people, like, I'm gonna use it as an example. At my job, it's like someone can make $100,000 being a fucking like higher level associate, and then someone that goes to school and really, 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 really like study their asses off are in a career where like that's not even half of what they make, you know what I mean? And it's almost sad. And so that shit really like hits home sometimes. But that shouldn't let anybody like discourage them from their dreams and anything like that. But to me, I was starting to look more at the money aspect, you know, like, okay, that's a good career and that sounds fun, but am I gonna be making that bread at the end of the day, you know? Like, you want to make sure you live in a comfortable life, like in a comfortable lifestyle, in a lifestyle where you don't got to be worrying about this and that, and you know, will there be enough food, or will there be enough for rent, or will there be enough for these bills? Like, you don't want to live in a life like that. And especially that's just you on your own, right? And then what about when you have kids and when you have your first baby? Like, you want to make sure your life is completely set before you bring anyone and any baby into your life, you know? That's just my opinion on it. You could think differently, that's fine. I'm just saying that's how I view it. And so anyways, with that being said, I've been really like looking really like far into my future and just making sure that the things I'm supposed to do now to get there are being completed, are being done, So that's like another check in my book. And so I love that. I love that I'm doing that. And I would say the fourth thing into taking care of yourself after you're in that clouded question mark, like I was referring to before, is to meet other people. And I'm not saying, oh, fuck everybody and fuck everything that moves. And no, I'm not saying that, all right? I'm saying, like, actually meet people. Like, actually make friends. But make the right friends. Don't make those toxic friends that they want to, like, doubt everything you do, or they're not happy because you're moving up in life, or you're something good is happening in your life, and so they hate it, or they hate on what you have, or they hate on, like, they hate on everything. They're basically haters, okay? And so you don't need haters, or you don't need shady people to be your friends. Like, when you have a friend, you should be happy that they're your friend, because they're, the energy that they give off is positive. They're there for you. They're uplifting you. They're making you feel good. You can express to them anything and everything, and they don't judge you. Those are friends. Friends that don't do none of that shit and judge and just have nothing good to offer, and they're just so negative and miserable. Like, those are the people you don't want in your life. Because then again, like how I was explaining in number one, you are letting the negativity, it's going to influence your life, and you're going to be stuck in that spiral. You're not going to be happy. So that's why you got to choose your friends wisely. I also think meeting new people, not only is it nice, but you get to learn about how other people think. So I'm going to just use my friend as an example. I met this girl, Mimi, and Mimi is literally the sweetest girl ever. Like, she's so sweet, but she's so funny. Like, she is so freaking funny. And the Puerto Rican in her, she's loud. She's just very, I'm not trying to say all Puerto Ricans are loud, but she in particular is just very loud. But I love it. I love her energy. I love her, like, funny, loud energy. It's just good vibes, you know? Like, if you want to have a good time, she's just, like, a good time to be with. Like, honestly, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, if you're ever down and then you run into her, she'll, like, brighten up your day. And, like, that's how I feel with her, like, 100% of the time when I'm with her and I'm hanging out with her. And then I met Brian along with her. So she became my friend, like, at work, randomly. Like, I just started speaking to her. And then she had this, like, little party thing. So then Brian was invited to that. So once Brian was invited to that, I got to meet Brian. And he was such a good time. And, like, I was just like, damn, like, these people are so lit. Like, okay. And so because of that shit, it's just, we became all really close. But Brian is so sweet also. He's so, like, he's so smart. He knows his shit. And sometimes, like, when he speaks, I'm just, like, amazed. Because, like, his knowledge is, like, purely, like, it comes out of his, like, words so nicely. You know, like, you can tell someone's intelligent. He's just one of those, like, bright stars that you, like, run into. And I feel like that's so nice to have a friend that, like, is smart and is, like, actually intelligent. I'm not just, like, saying, oh, yeah, like, he knows his shit. Like, no, like, I feel like he really knows his shit. Like, he's a smart guy. He finished school. He graduated. He has his bachelor's. Like, he got his life together at a young age. And, like, that's what I like. I like people that, like, work hard for things. And, like, they solely did it by themselves. And look where they are now, you know what I mean? Like, it's beautiful. I think it's nice. And so friends like that are just intelligent and sweet and kind and generous and beautiful, like, that radiates, like, that energy radiates, and so that makes you feel good. And it's not like, oh, then what do you have to offer? Well, like, I feel like I'm a great person in general, you know? Like, I feel like I'm a bad bitch. I'm kidding. But I do feel like I'm a good person. Like, I know I'm a good person. So it's like, you put all these three good people in a room, like, you're just gonna have a wonderful time. So that's how I genuinely feel about making friends, you know what I mean? And meeting new people, because those are the experiences you might run into. And if you don't run into that shit, if you run into people that, you know, you're like, oh, but I was trying to meet new people, but this person's an asshole. Well, hey, that's part of the process too. Like, you're gonna learn about assholes as well, and I've learned about that shit too. I've hung out with this one guy, and he was just, you know, like, so cute in like person and on pictures, but like when you meet them, there's no like real vibe. Like, it was just kind of like, all right, now what? You know, like, you're so cute, but for what? Like, you don't even have a personality. Like, do you actually, or like, are you like shy? Are you hiding it? Like, what the fuck? So it's always good to meet new people, because you want to know these things before you ever even want to start talking to someone, or you're just trying to like keep them in your like friends, like circle of friends, or you're trying to meet other people. Like, you want to know people before ever like establishing a friendship. So yeah, meeting new people, it can be a good and bad thing, but learn from it. Oh my god, I'm literally scared right now. Heard something by my window. Anyways, so yeah, I want you guys to pamper yourself and think about yourself, take care of yourself. There's so many ways you can do it, and you can literally fucking YouTube or Google it. Like, it's that simple. But especially during these times, I feel like maybe depression and anxiety and overall sadness just, you know, comes from within, because you just feel very alone. And even this even like connects to your parents, you know, like parents might feel really like sick of staying inside and just like they're bored out of their mind. So like as a daughter or son, like, just make sure that your parents are also having a little bit of fun. Take them on a drive. Take them to drink some Starbucks fucking refreshers, because those are the fucking best. Take them to just drive around and like see the lights in New York or something like that. Like, not physically having to walk around New York, but you can just take the drive, you know what I mean? Entertain your parents also, because your parents are, maybe they're not working, or maybe they are, but they're also miserable too, you know? Like, they were so used to their own lives, going out or hanging out with their friends, and now they can't do that anymore. And we have to admit that younger people are the ones that are actually going out. Like, I'm, you know, I'm a witness of that, and I'm also like, I do that also. I don't go out everywhere, but I do go out, and so young people are going out. And it's more like the adults that are taking precautions. But if you realize, like, even though we might be having a little bit of fun, what fun are they actually having? You know, like, they've been in quarantine ever since like a year ago. So just be very knowledgeable about that, and make your parents and mom and your dad make them feel good that even though this pandemic is happening, it doesn't change the good experiences you guys can have together. And yeah, that's all I have to say. I have to get ready, because I'm gonna do stuff today. So take care. Remember to take care of yourself, pamper yourself, listen to everything I said if you want. If you don't, well, you know, you don't have to, but I just really say this shit because it comes from the heart. And so whoever ends up listening, like, I don't care who you are, but I hope God blesses you. I hope that you really achieve shit in life. I hope you prosper to being the woman and man that you really want to be in life, and always, always know that you should deserve better than the nasty ass little effort and shit people give you or are giving you. So remember your worth. And remember, you the baddest bitch out here. All right, that's it. Bye.